exceptions, and expediting. What happens when the customer notes a problem when he or she receives a shipment? This is referred to as an exception, which can be described as any problem or issue during any portion of the delivery process that the customer or driver makes notes of on the delivery receipt before signing it. Exceptions can occur at and between each milestone in the delivery process. For instance, exceptions might be due to the shipper's damage to the order, problems with a carrier, or a shortage of items in the order. There are several other uses of the term exception that may be pertinent to shipments of customer orders. Carriers aren't liable for certain items, including documents, coin money, or articles of extraordinary value, unless each item is specifically rated in published classifications or tariffs. However, exceptions can be made if there's a written agreement and the stipulated value is on the bill of lading. There are also bill of lading exceptions. The terms and conditions of most bills of lading hold transportation providers liable while the goods are in their custody for loss, damage, or delays, except when they are caused by acts of God, public enemies, criminals, or terrorists, the authority of law, or the act or default of the shipper. Even if shippers are liable, maximum damages may differ by country. Except in the case of negligence, the transportation provider is not liable for lost, damage, or delays due to strikes or riots, lack of usable highways, ferries, or bridges, the property being detained en route at the request of the owner, shipper, or other party entitled to make such a request, a defect in the property. When there is a problem in the form of damage, there might be a freight claim. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a freight claim is a formal legal claim filed by the transportation buyer that the carrier failed to protect the freight properly, seeking monetary compensation for damaged freight, delayed or incorrect deliveries, overcharges, or other service failures. The amount of damages can be up to the value of the goods had they been safely delivered on time. Freight claims are official documents that notify a carrier of defective or inaccurate deliveries, delays, or other issues. Normally, visible damage would need to be noted, recorded on the receipt or photograph before receiving signs for the shipment. Claims often must be made within 9 months from the delivery date, but this period may vary by country. Terms for handling claims are usually stated in the freight bill. It's critical that the organization be aware of which party is legally the owner of a shipment. The organization must deal effectively with exceptions and be adept at managing change, particularly any unusual customer requests. To be approved, such requests need to pass a test related to profitability and available capacity. Examples of customer-requested changes include one-time customization of a product, modification of a product while it's in the logistics system, additional services to support a product promotion campaign, assistance with a product recall requiring additional repacking or transportation, changes to normal delivery locations. The team must manage expectations around these types of changes and encourage their customers to give them as much advance notice as possible so that the planning and deployment of resources can be coordinated in a cost-effective manner. Open order monitoring. Careful follow-up on open orders is vital for customer satisfaction. This process can be called pre-expediting, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, as the function of following up on open orders before the scheduled delivery date to ensure the timely delivery of materials in the specified quantity. If an open order is awaiting materials, the materials should be allocated to the order immediately upon arrival of the supplier's shipment. Best practices here may involve the following: developing a process for those who are tracking open order status, documenting and sharing a written process for exactly how to handle late or emergency purchase orders. If the full order cannot be shipped, determining whether the buyer would rather take a partial order, wait until the full order can be shipped, or take a third option. Designating an official supplier liaison. Scheduling regular visits to suppliers to build relationships and increase communication on expectations. Expediting. Expediting can be applied to any stage of the supply chain. We'll consider expediting of supply, source and make, and expediting of transportation, deliver. Expediting of supply. Expediting of supply is something that should be very rare indeed in a well-managed system, because it often reduces profitability and causes other unintended side effects, such as harming customer service for customers being bumped. However, expediting is sometimes necessary because not everything goes according to plan or a customer is important enough or willing to pay enough to make it necessary or worthwhile. What creates the need for expediting, real or apparent? In many cases, expediting is caused by inventory shortages, which are in turn caused by poor demand forecasting. The result is that salespersons start competing against one another to get their customers' needs satisfied. Salespersons are often willing to spend a great deal of time expediting, by which we mean scheduling various suppliers or internal staff to get more done in less time or shift priorities. When this fails, salespersons may then escalate their expediting to senior salespersons or a vice president based on the importance of the customer. This scenario is an example of what happens when people focus on the short term and ignore long-term improvements. It creates an atmosphere of one emergency after the next. If they were to spend as much time on improving forecasts as they did at expediting, it would likely produce better and longer-lasting results. Expediting is achieved with suppliers by asking them to prioritize the organization's needs above those of other customers. Depending on how important you are to them, your results may or may not be successful. They may charge the organization a premium for this priority. Expediting is achieved with internal production by making requests to the master scheduler, but such requests may need to be escalated to senior management in the case of changes in the frozen zone. Policy may dictate that this be a formal request with proper paperwork due to its significance. This change is typically accomplished only by deprioritizing a different customer order. The appropriate manager will need to have a discussion with the customer to see if this is acceptable, or to at least inform the customer if their consent is not being sought. The master scheduler makes decisions on expediting of production in the slushy zone, and this may also need to be a formal request. If expediting is necessary and the slushy zone production will not be ready soon enough, then another option might be to supply it from allocated inventory, for example, safety stock, or delaying customer receipt of inventory promised to them. Expediting of transportation. Expediting of transportation can take the form of the shipper telling the carrier that a particular shipment needs to move to its destination as fast as possible and without any delays. This type of request may involve paying an expediting fee if the goods need to arrive before stipulated in the shipping contract. It may also not be possible to expedite a delivery much if the process is already efficient. Another way to expedite transportation is to ship via a faster mode of transport if the shipment isn't already in transit. Just as a commuter may take a cab when a bus will take too long, expediting transportation may involve using an overnight delivery service if the units are small and light enough for these services to handle, or it could involve upgrading from ground to air transport, again depending on what is being shipped. If expediting is being done at the request of the customer, any extra costs, including administrative costs, would normally be passed on to them. If it is being done to fix an error or backlog, the organization will need to assume the expense. Organizations can measure the amount of expediting that is being done and its costs, so they can determine the savings that can be gained if these costs can be avoided.